We will all call on our public health and social care services at some point in our lives, either for ourselves or for a friend or family member. So it's important we all have a say in how these services are run. It's important we have a voice. Healthwatch Cornwall give you that voice, creating positive change as a vital link between our health and social care services and the people they serve. Have your say to make a difference.
Injecting drugs is probably the riskiest thing you'll ever do. Getting in contact with Bristol Drug Action Team is probably the smartest. The number is free and confidential. Call us.
The World Health Organization now categorizes alcohol in the same group as asbestos, arsenic, and tobacco. With that in mind, perhaps we should all be thinking about how much we consume, even if we are within recommended guidelines. Once again, the key is to focus on the facts and let these inform your individual choices. So, we've looked at massage, acupuncture, and reflexology. Do any of these sound appealing to you? Maybe there's another alternative therapy you'd like to try. Remember, effects aren't likely to be instantaneous. So, if you do decide to go ahead with one, stay with it for at least a couple of months before reaching a conclusion. The European Medical Device Regulation, EU MDR, published in 2017, allowed a 3-year transitional period for manufacturers to comply with the new requirements. Back then, May 26, 2020 might have seemed far away. Today, even with the recent 1-year extension due to coronavirus, time is running out. Every year, many of our colleagues are seriously hurt in accidents in their workplace that could probably have been prevented, as well as injury. These incidents can also have severe consequences for victims and their families. Our body makes vitamin D when the sun shines on our skin. Many of us in the UK don't get enough sun to make enough, and so we're often deficient in vitamin D. As emigrating to sunnier climes isn't usually a practical option, topping up your levels with a supplement is a safe alternative. Plus, it's recommended by NICE. They advise that we all take vitamin D supplements during the winter months, when the intensity of the sun is low. You can pick up vitamin D supplements from your chemist at a reasonable price. It helps the body absorb calcium and phosphorus from the food you eat, so it's particularly important for people with osteoporosis.